Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Sisters You Have Value podcast. I'm your host, Kim Tolliver, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Happy Friday, happy Friday. This podcast was created for women because we believe in the power of sisterhood and unity, and we strive to build a community where women can share their passions, learn from each other's experiences, and support each other on their journey. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Sisters You Have Value. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in, and we pray you come back for more. Give us a like, share, and follow. Leave us a comment at the thing on Apple. Tell a friend. If you're a returning listener, thank you so much for being on this awesome journey with us, and we pray you continue to come back. All right, grab your coffee, tea, drink. You know the drill. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. We are back, y'all. We are back. This podcast today, y'all know I always wait and I pray. I actually had something else, but then I took another turn, because of some events that happened to me here recently. So for some reason, you know, I tell y'all all the time, my life goes through this metamufu. I call it, you know, metamorphosis. That's a term. Don't trip. So I go through this metamorphosis where I know God is moving and leading me into different areas of my life and things like that. And so I don't fight it. I just go with it. You know, I can tell you it's not comfortable at times when I'm in those, I call it a little stuck place or in between where I'm trying to get it all figured out or whatever. And like, okay, Lord, wherever you lead me, I'm gonna ride this thing out, you know, with you. So, I think I threw away the wrong pair of glasses, y'all. I'm cleaning my glasses. These just scratched up as the ones I threw away. Lord, I threw my wrong ones. But anyway, I just wear readers. So I have come to this conclusion that I want a dog. Yes, I want a little doggy. I want the one that you could step on with your foot and almost kill it. You know, like he's so little that you just can crush it. I don't want no big dog because this dog will be going to work with me every day as an emotional support dog for my dispatchers. But so I'm going to share him with them and let them have a little doggy while I'm there at work. But so in the midst of that, in the midst of that particular transition and looking for a little doggy, praying about it. Okay, Lord, if it's not, you know, move it. You know, I'm praying right now because the dog ain't ready. Let me knock, Lord, move it from me if it's not for me. But that's what the God is leading me to. And I figured it'll keep me from being so lackadaisical and it'll keep me busy, keep me moving, it'll make me get out and walk and all of that kind of stuff. But I said all that to say, when I started on this little journey, I want a teacup Yorkie, if you want to know. So, one of them little bitty barkers that I'm going to put a collar around his neck and stop him. But I started reaching out to people the best way I could. I was Googling it on Facebook or whatever. Googling on Facebook, make that live. But I was looking it up on Facebook. And man, I'm in rotation talking about 10 or 15 people. And everybody was asking for a deposit. $50, $100, $250. Now, y'all know me. I'm leery of everything known to man. I just don't float my money out there like that because I don't want to cut nobody. But so, but this particular person, I'm like, I'm about to meet you in an hour. Why do you need a deposit? You got the dog or no? So I started thinking to myself, self, say, huh? I said, $250. If this heifer and wife scam somebody out of $10,250, that's $2,500. So, and keep multiplying. You get what I'm going with that. So I asked these people for the name, number, whatever. You know I'm going to look you up. Y'all know I got every app known to man. And I'm telling him, this come back to a Susan Bliss. You're telling me your name is Jeremy Head. I don't know what you're looking in, and you know, you just put the number in Cash App. One, I don't have Cash App to send out money. I have it to receive money, but not to send out because I don't have a debit card. Two, you ain't getting my money. But then another lady, same thing. Another lady, same thing. I have the dogs. Well, can you take a picture of the dog right now in the moment? Not right now. Why? Looked at another thing. Ma'am, this is the same picture of the dog I see in January, and it's September. That dog's still 2 weeks, 10 weeks old. Please. I say all that to say, and it brought me to this podcast today. If we spend half the time or less than half of the time we spend trying to scam, steal, scheme, and getting your ass up off the couch and out your bed and going to a real job every day, this world will be a better place. You look at this life, I look at these females, I look at these young girls, and I got a sugar daddy. I got this and I have that. You got a daddy that's sugar that's just taking your little tail that's supposed to be sacred for one man, because y'all are out here whoring for 10 men for things. Y'all would find people to scam. Baby, I know about IP addresses. I know about everything. I'll find your ass, but y'all don't want me to find you because I'm going to cut you when I find you. Report that. But y'all are rather steal, as the Bible say, John 10:10 say, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He seek whom he may devour. Y'all ain't nothing but the devil. Y'all are the evil ones. Y'all are the ones who don't want to get up, but y'all want to talk about a political climate. Y'all want to talk about jobs, and y'all want to talk about different kind of things. Do your research. Unemployment is like it is because your ass don't want to work. COVID messed up a whole lot of y'all, and you millennials are just crazy in the head because y'all don't want to work and you want to justify it. One girl on Facebook, you want to put your interview on there because you came in shorts and you thought the comments were going to go with you. Baby, I don't care if it's for a recreational job to be a gym teacher. Put on some clothes. Y'all are retarded to me. Y'all get on my nerves. Come for me. I'm a big girl. You know, I don't wear my feelings on my shoulder, and I don't mind going to the tea with y'all because y'all are lazy. Y'all don't want anything. Y'all don't want to do anything. And all of you little punks would rather rob, steal, kill, break into people's houses, and take from somebody else instead of getting your ass up and going to a job. I ain't going to work here. It's just this. You don't even have a high school diploma. Some of y'all have dropped out of school. I'm teaching a class right now, and the young lady said that's why she, because her attention span, 20 years old, but dropped out of school. Make that live. You don't want, the Bible say we have not, because we ask not. Go ask somebody to employ your tail. Go fill out an application and get employed. Stop trying to scam people. Stop trying to rob people. And I'm going to tell you, those people harass me in my inbox. Well, the time we spent talking, we could have, you got me to deposit. I said, well, what is the deposit for? It's an assurance to rehome them and fill out paperwork. Ma'am, if I'm giving you upwards of $500, $650 for a dog, what if I don't want to register the dog? I don't need you to fill my paperwork out for me. I could register with AKC myself. So the same language became the same in everything. And I'm thinking, you are the same people just listing in different areas. And when you look at the about info, you know I'm going to look up everything. In the about info, y'all just created that page like in September. So you ain't been around. You don't have any history. There's no comments. There's no reviews. There's no likes. There's no followers. Y'all are ignorant. So learn that part too. If you're going to steal, kill, and destroy and scheme, at least have something that looks legit. Y'all don't even look legit. But the fact that you want to meet me and then ask me for a deposit so by the time we meet, everything will be done. I said, I don't mind waiting. Babe, I can sit in the parking lot while you fill that paperwork out. But what you're not about to do is get my money. And it's disheartening too, especially when you look at the world, and most of these are women. Y'all have lost sight of everything known to man. It's not cute. You flashing through here half naked. It's not cute. You're not wanting to do anything. It's not cute. Y'all know I'm techie. I got her telling me when to disconnect my phone because my battery is up. But I just, you know, after going through 10 or 15 people with the same rhetoric and same antics about a deposit, it's just something that came over me. And it was like, Lord, what is this world coming to again? There's so many things that I didn't think I would see in my lifetime, or there are so many things, let's say not even my lifetime, that I would just never think that would come to pass about this life and the mindsets of human beings. Y'all are cold, callous, uncaring, unloving, unkind. You don't care, and you would rob the next one and the next one and the next one. And it's funny when I start looking and joining these groups, the people say scam, scam. And, you know, you'll ask for however much you could scam a person out of. And a young lady, an older lady, who I'm actually, I thank God for my neighbor, shout out to Barbara and Samantha and Jeremy for helping me. And I've been talking to these crazy people since last Friday. So think about it, for a week. And I asked Barbara, who breeds corgis, I was like, did you ask for a deposit? So I told her my story. And in one night, Barbara has me hooked up with a lady in Keithville that I'm getting a dog for. And guess what? I didn't give her a deposit, and she's holding him, and he's 5.5 weeks. So I'll get him in a few weeks or so without the deposit. And she sent me a video, and she sent me pictures, and I can go and see him. You know, but I thank God for Jesus, because he's good and he's amazing. And I've just been seeing his hand at work so well, so much in my life here lately. But it's just the spiritual side that we all need and got to have, and knowing that you don't have to do this. You can be better than your circumstances. You choose this life. I just closed today, this morning. I closed this morning on another house. Y'all know I'm buying the block. I spend it and then I buy it. So I'm buying the block. And on this particular street, I have 1, 2, 3, 4. This is a fourth one. And then I have a bid in on the one next door. And then I reached out to the lady for the one next door to it to buy. See, I work for a living through the grace of God that he gives and enable me to do these things. So we give God the glory for the things that happens in our lives. But it's so easy to wallow in your circumstances. It's so easy to go, well, this, and this. No, baby. What you do in your 20s, you'll reap in your 30s. What you do in your 30s, you'll reap in your 40s. What you do in your 40s, you'll reap in your 50s. You know, so on and so forth. You get the drill. But I toiled. But the grace of God, he kept me. And I still see the hand of God at work. And of course, when I go through those metamorphoses, it's just a shifting of my life and where God is leading me to and where he's putting me. In retrospect to that, but I know it takes time. And even in my 50s, I'm still buying. Even in my 50s, I still, you know, go toward the goal. Now I'm building and investing in land trust to put everything in a trust so that my children are able to just have to not go through the whole, whether I have a will or not, you still have to go through probate. You have to go through all the succession. But in trust, you don't have to do all that. It's just ownership just changes over to the benefactors and go on. The Bible say we leave an inheritance for our children's children. And that's what you should be striving to do. Those that are stealing and scamming, y'all are existing day to day. There's nothing out of that. There's no investment in that. And I pray God the day come when people will wake up to see this foolishness where you have nothing. You need Jesus. You need to get in a church somewhere. You need to weigh out your life and your options. And say, Lord, why am I this way? Lord, you need to be on a couch somewhere. We created this podcast for women to in those areas. And I don't mean y'all little skeet, skeet, ARs, KRs, AK, whatever y'all are. Y'all know I don't know nothing about these fraternities. And don't care about y'all, but I'm not talking to y'all anyway, because y'all think y'all have it together. I'm talking to those that are in the areas that I go into, that are in the poor conditioned areas that need to wake up. I'm talking to those that are comfortable laying on the couch. I'm talking to those that are comfortable letting Pookie and Ray Ray in their house, and he about as nasty tired as you. Because if a man can sit up and look at you nasty with a bonnet and house shoes on your head going up to the school with your children, he's just worse. So, but there has to be an awakening. There has to be something that grabs you to say, Lord, I know that I don't have to remain. This happened to me, but it didn't define me. This is where I'm at today, but this is not going to be my tomorrow. This might be now, but this is not my expected end. You have to know that there is more in store for you. We die full. Because we choose not to empty ourselves out to do the work. You die full because you choose not to get your big butt up off of that big back. They don't like when I say that at work, because y'all just tore up all my chairs and I had to buy new chairs. But he wired backs, and I told him these are not, it's not an invitation to grow. And Olivia said, Miss Kim, that's not nice. Well, what I'm looking at ain't nice either, but that's okay. So forgive me, Olivia, if you watch this, because I told her I was going to be nice and I wasn't going to say that again. But I say all that to say, y'all, we have to do something. And it has to be almost like a domino effect where everybody just get up, each one reach one, each one teach one. Everybody needs to pray for your friend. Pray and ask God to move some things. Pray and ask God to change some lives. Pray and ask God to come into your heart in such a way and manner that he can impress upon you that, Lord, I don't want to live this way. Lord, I'm tired of being this way. Lord, I want to see a change in my life. There has to be an inward desire to want to change. Otherwise, nothing will change. You have to be fed up with your circumstances. You have to be fed up with how you're living. You have to be fed up with it. But you also have to believe and have faith. And not that, see, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, but it's now faith. But I know it's coming. I can't see it, but I know it's coming. I don't feel it, but he's still moving. That's faith. See, when you look at your present circumstances, it will depress you. It will make you upset because of what you're looking at. But stop looking at what you can see with the natural eye. Get into God. Get into prayer. Get into meditation. Lord, help me to see with your eyes. Lord, I pray and beg you, Lord, to change my heart. Change the way I see things. Lord, change my circumstances. Lord, change my condition. Give me the will and the way to do it and to carry it out. He will. When I tell you how amazing he is and just the goodness of God, and I've just been, God, you know, it's just so much that's just been happening, and I could just see him moving. And it's like the hand of God is on everything that we do. Yeah, I shouted today just for 50 cents off today at the gas tank. When I left my clothes and I had to go pick up some caulking and stuff at Walmart for one of my tenants, for one of my houses. And when I put my card in, City asked me if I wanted to use $20. And guess what? I paid $7 for caulking. I said, look at you, Lord. Got to the tank, put that same credit card in there. It asked me, did I want 50 cents off the gas? You know that big body I have takes the biggest premium. I got that gas for $2.50. I said, Lord, look at you. $2.66, I think, y'all. But that's goodness. You know, it takes $70 to fill my tank up. I paid $40 today. $40. So I give glory even in those little things to thank God for the small things that we don't even think that is so insignificant that it'll miss you if you don't see it in front of you. It's kind of like I was driving to work the other morning. And I exited, and you know there's construction right off Highway 6. And there was this big Centaur truck in front of me. And I'm like, Lord, I know. Now, y'all know it's 4 or 5 in the morning. I'm ready to get in, ready to get in. No, it's 6, forgive me, by then. And so I'm like, if this truck don't go, what is he waiting on? So I'm just sitting there. Then all of a sudden, a few minutes later, the truck moved. But it was another car in front of him that I couldn't see. And the Holy Spirit just dropped that in front of me. And it was like, sometimes you don't see the things that's in front of you. How they say you can't see the forest for the trees. I was looking at the Centaur's truck, but I didn't know something was blocking it. There's so many things that could be blocking that we don't see, that God is protecting and directing. You get what I'm saying? And I was like, oh, Lord, you just dropped that gem in my spirit. But it caused me not to assume, not to make an assumption for something that I couldn't see with the naked eye, because it was something stopping him ahead of him. He couldn't move. And sometimes we cause our own blockages. Sometimes we get in our own way. Sometimes we can't see what's in front of us. But God does. God knows. And man, when I saw that, I was like, ooh. You know, ooh. But God, and that's what I say. He's so good and he's so amazing and he moves so strategically. But he lined that thing up. If you put him first, all things will be added to you. But y'all like to scam people. Y'all like to steal from people. And then you wonder why your circumstances are still the same. You got to do better, people. And you young generation, I'm going to keep talking about y'all because, baby, y'all are something else. And y'all get on my nerve, you know, with that tomfoolery. It gets on my nerves. But, you know, I guess it is what it is in all things. But I just, again, it's like a, how they say there was a voice crying out in the wilderness. It's like we are crying out and we need to change some things. We need to change our circumstances. He who controls the media controls the mind. And the sad part about it, can't tell y'all little heathens nothing. Baby, you tell y'all something, y'all ready to fight. Y'all ready to, you know, you got to go toe-to-toe with some things. And it's a hot, stinking mess. But I'm going to tell it as long as I got breath. I'm going to tell you because, you know, I don't mind. I can go with the best of you. But if you want your life to change and your circumstances to change, change what you're doing. Insanity is doing the same thing you've always done, expecting a different result. Stop stealing from people. Stop robbing people. Stop trying to take something that don't belong to you and get your nasty tail up and go to a job somewhere. Stop trying to always just want a handout. And you young ladies, stop laying with every man because you think you're doing good because he had your hair and nails done. What's the value and essence of you for hair and nails? Come on now. And you think you popping. You think you did something. And then for y'all that gloating other people's husband, I'm going to make that a whole part. I'm going to tell y'all up. Y'all side chicks, but that's a whole different story too. But stop stealing. Stop scheming. Get up off that couch. And here's the other thing. All of y'all that's on the county, I wish I can get food stamp, Lord. I wish I can get them. But all y'all that's on this system, you could sit your big butts at home and get a whole master's degree for free. And I had to pay for two of them. I had to pay out my pocket now. Because I can't, you know how that, these scales just don't weigh the same when they tell me what you make. But y'all can sit home for free. Those that don't even have a high school diploma, you can get a GED sitting at home for free. So you have no excuse. You can't say, well, you know, and somebody was on there the other day with a master's degree talking about it was an insult what somebody offered her for a job. And then the comments was just raving with them. Y'all think y'all are worth some and y'all asses don't even have a diploma. You barely can spell job if you ain't calling it job. You can barely spell job. But then y'all want to have the audacity to say what you want to make. You ain't worth your weight in gold. Hell, you wouldn't be worth the ink they write your damn check on. And then you get to the job and want to get smart. You get to the job and half of y'all don't want to work. That's why y'all want to be at an event somewhere. Y'all love to party, but you don't want to work. Then you want to complain about your job and what somebody ain't paying and what the white man ain't doing. Hell, it has nothing to do with the white man. Y'all are ignorant. At its finest, y'all are ignorant. And it makes no sense. And as a young black woman, it's disheartening to see. That cannot be your, ends of a means every time. Or means to an end. To use that as an excuse. Even the men. Y'all are worse. And then y'all don't want to get married. Y'all think the single thing is good. That's not God's design. That's not what God put us here for. That's not what he said. But I forgot, y'all have no spiritual values too. Hell, you don't have morals. But I digress. And one day I'll shave it off and ask the Lord to move it so that I could be a little bit nicer or kinder. But this world is not kind. This world is not nice. What y'all doing is not nice. How y'all are stealing, scheming, and giving up your bodies and laying for anything is not nice. I don't know where your mamas are. I'm wondering where your parents are. What in the heck are they doing? What are they teaching you? What values do they have? They say the apples don't fall far from the tree. I'd like to see the tree that bear you. I need your mama. Give me the one that bore you so that we can talk to her. But see, it's too late for her. look at God. I said, give me the one that bore you. And then some came up and said, boy's head update. See, I tell y'all, he be everywhere, y'all. He be everywhere. Y'all think I'm crazy, but he be everywhere. Lord, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. But, wow. But anyway, I just wanted to hop on because, like I said, this journey for finding a little puppy has been a journey. And what I've been searching for in a week and Barbara can find in a day, it's amazing. And to find a good Christian woman who she called me this morning and said, she texted and said, did I want the dog? Because people have been asking. Baby, I didn't even text her back. I called her, yes, ma'am. I talked to you yesterday. I want that dog. And you tell those people, I'll come babysit that dog every day. Until she laughed and said, what's your name? Let me put it down and put you in my phone and I'm going to tell them it's sold. Didn't ask for a dime. That's the difference. That's the difference. Because she wasn't stealing and hustling. She's doing things the right way. How about you take a note from her playbook and do the same thing? Get into a church. Get into somebody's church. If you're not going, if you don't feel like it, then start, get online. Start looking at that online. Ask God to start moving. Baby, the relationship is personal because we are the church. Start asking God to come into your heart. Lord, come into my heart. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Lord, I thank you because I had a debt that I couldn't pay. And you paid that debt. He didn't have it to do, but he did. But we receive him and we thank him. And we accept him as our Lord and Savior. Accept him as your Lord and Savior and ask him to change your heart, change your mind, come into your heart to make you a better person, to change your circumstances, to give you a better life, a hope and an expected end that's better than what you see in front of you. And stop looking at the now and just start speaking life into existence, saying this is not it. Lord, I know it's more. So, because if you got breath, you got life, you got purpose. Next week, I think we'll do one on purpose. What are you waiting on? What are you going through? What's hurting your heart? Who hurt you? Who left you? We'll talk about that another time. But I just thank y'all for being on this journey with me. Thank you for going. It's therapeutic for us all. It's helpful for us all. But it keeps us grounded and it keeps us accountable to each other to be better. For God to move in such a way that we can be better men and women of God. And that's what we strive to be. And I'm striving every day because I'm not where I want to be. I still got some rough edges, y'all, that I got to iron out. But I know he's there. That's the difference. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for moving in such a way in my life. I thank you for being present. He on time, y'all. He's an awesome and amazing God. And I thank him for being my Lord and Savior and my Father. Y'all do better. Stop trying to steal from people. And just get out there and get it honest. This too will pass, whatever it is. But until next time, you know, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, you're going to hear my little yelper. And then I'm going to give him to my grandson. He's always wanted a doggy. And he's already named him. I say, honey, what you want to name your dog? And I sent him a picture. But, of course, that was a scammer. So I kind of did some stuff ahead of time, but that's okay. God makes it on time. He said, Keyzon. I was like, where in the hell did you come with that from? And I just laugh. Okay, Keyzon. But I might name mine Maximus because I want to name mine Maximus from 300. But anyway, and they so little, but you know, he's going to be strong in spirit, though, y'all. Strong in spirit. But I want y'all to be blessed. I want y'all to know God has covered you, that he's protecting, he's directing, and he will lead you into all things. I want you to know he loves you more than you know, and more than you love yourself at any time in this life. But you do have worth. You do have value. and that you do have others that are rooting for you. And whether we're family by blood or not, we're rooting for you, and we want you to do better. We want your life better, and we want you to enjoy the things that God has set for your life. It doesn't always have to be this way. It doesn't always have to end up this way. Sometimes we do take the wrong turns to Albuquerque, and it comes off, but you can get back on the road again. You can get back up again. I promise you, you can get back up again. If you trust, you can get back up and be better. So until next time, y'all have a great weekend. I pray your day was great, and I pray the rest of this night be even better for you. And we pray God's blessings on your life, and I pray God change your heart. I pray God move in such a way that he give you those desires to be better. And you know, you can reach out to us. You can email us at sistersyouhavevalue@gmail.com. sistersyouhavevalue@gmail.com. I don't mind helping. I don't mind one-on-ones. I don't mind listening. That's what we're here for. And it's not just a podcast to just come and blow on you. It is a podcast to make you better. So you can reach out to me. If you type me in, you got my name, you'll find me anyway. So I'm here. But y'all be blessed.